Well, the IUP winning streak for one team continued, but for the other, the first loss on the year. The women continued their winning ways. They're 12-0 with a 90-54 victory over the Rock. They came out and blistered the first half and were leading 47-26. Played an outstanding clinic in the first half of play, and they out-rebounded their opponent 51-42. They had 25 assists and 15 block shots, which tie an IUP women's record set way back in 1996. On the board, as far as the numbers are concerned, Carolyn Appleby had 24 points, and she passed two Hall of Famers along the way in the all-time list. Natalie Myers was our player of the game, double-double, 16 points, 12 rebounds. Lexi Griggs was in with a double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds. And Brittany Robinson also had 10 points. So the women win easily 90-54. But for the guys, they were down by 13 at the half, 44-31. They trailed early in the second half by as many as 16. With 2:56 to go, they were down by one, but a missed free throw and then missed opportunities on trays. They couldn't do it, and the Rock wins it 74-69. And with the win, both teams are tied for first in the West at 7-1. Big game for Kobo Diaz, our player of the game, 29 points and 14 rebounds. Malik Miller had 17 points. Willem Brodwick with 11 points and 9 rebounds. IUP only shot 35% for the game. Micah Till, the all-conference player from the Rock, had numbers of 25 and 11. So that's the story. One win, one loss at Slippery Rock. Next up, we go to East Stroudsburg next Wednesday. Jack Benedict reporting for your hometown radio station.